You wouldn't think a place like Phoenix would make for good farming. Heck, we get about 8 inches of rain a year and an average of 100 degrees all summer. What can you possibly grow in those conditions but saguaros and mesquite trees? Well, believe it or not, during World War I and World War II, the valley was an agriculture mecca. Especially, we grew the long staple cotton needed for Jeep and airplane tires, uniforms, and other war materials. However, during the Second World War, we ran into a big problem. We were growing lots of cotton. We didn't have the labor to pick it. Everyone was off at war, you see. But we did have a group of German POWs being held up in Papago Park. Now, these German sailors probably had no idea that anything could be grown here. I mean, all they saw from the POW camp were cacti and a hot, dry desert. Imagine their surprise when they were sent out to local farms to help with the cotton harvest. Now, I don't know if these boys had any experience picking cotton crops or not, but they were good. In fact, it seems said that German POWs picked nearly 90% of cotton harvested here late in the war. Kind of ironic if you think about it. Enemy soldiers picking a crop used to supply the American war effort. Now, maybe they thought about the end use of what they were harvesting, and maybe they didn't. Who knows? I know that many of them reported enjoying the experience. After all, it got them out of the POW camp. Maybe the lush farm fields reminded them of home. Kind of funny, if you think about it. By picking the cotton the Allies needed to win the war, the POWs actually helped to speed the return to their beloved home. Who'da thunk? I just want to add that as a youngster, I lived on a farm with seven brothers, and we grew cotton and wheat. And picking cotton is hardest work I've ever done. When you think of cotton, you don't think of all the work that is done before it's ready to pick. When it comes up, when you plant it, it comes up, and then there's weeding to be done. You go through and weed, and then you go through and back in those days, what you call block out the cotton, which means thin out the cotton. So that's another part of growing cotton other than picking.